Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos. Jordan B. Peterson journeys beyond the typical self-help advice and delves into the terrain of the psychological, philosophical, and practical. Combining his experience as a clinical psychologist with his vast knowledge of religious, cultural, and philosophical principles, Peterson crafts a book that aims not just at giving its readers life advice, but at offering a framework for understanding the complexities of life itself. Through his 12 rules, Peterson attempts to provide an antidote to the chaos that plagues modern society, addressing issues ranging from personal responsibility to the importance of truthful speech. This book stands out for its depth, blending science with anecdotes, and for the author's unapologetic stance on confronting life's hardest truths. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Rule 1. Stand up straight with your shoulders back. Peterson begins with a biological and psychological foundation, relating human behavior to that of lobsters, which establish hierarchies through posture. The rule serves as a metaphor for accepting the burden of life with eyes wide open. By taking control of your physical posture, you signal to the world and yourself readiness to face challenges. The posture is not just physical, but also indicative of a psychological stance towards life's difficulties. Embracing this attitude fosters resilience, self-respect, and the respect of others. It's a call to confront chaos with strength and order, an essential step in navigating life's complexity. Secondly, Rule 2. Treat yourself like you would someone you are responsible for helping. This chapter delves into the concept of self-care from a psychological standpoint, emphasizing the importance of treating oneself with the same compassion and responsibility one would show to someone under their care. Peterson uses clinical examples to illustrate how individuals often neglect their own care, despite evidence showing better outcomes when individuals engage in self-compassionate behaviors. The rule challenges the reader to recognize their own worth and to take responsibility for their health and well-being, thereby improving their ability to help others. This principle invites a reflection on the importance of self-respect and self-care in the pursuit of a balanced and fulfilling life. Thirdly, Rule 3. Make friends with people who want the best for you. This rule emphasizes the importance of surrounding oneself with positive and supportive individuals. Peterson argues that the people you choose to associate with can significantly influence the trajectory of your life. Toxic relationships can lead to a path of mutual destruction, whereas supportive friendships can elevate both parties. The chapter challenges readers to evaluate their relationships critically and to strive for connections that foster growth, resilience, and mutual respect. It's a call to consciously choose associations that contribute positively to one's life, recognizing the profound impact of social interactions on individual success and happiness. Fourthly, Rule 4. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. Peterson addresses the destructive nature of comparison in this rule, advocating for an inward-focused metric of success. The omnipresence of social media exacerbates feelings of inadequacy and envy, but Peterson suggests a healthier alternative: personal progress over time. By focusing on self-improvement rather than external measures of success, individuals can cultivate a more fulfilling and less competitive existence. This chapter invites readers to adopt a mindset of personal growth, where success is measured by self-referential progress, not against the achievements of others. This approach fosters a positive self-image, motivation, and a clearer sense of purpose. Lastly, Rule 5. Do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them. In discussing parenting and societal roles, Peterson navigates the complexities of discipline, love, and responsibility. The rule suggests that parents owe it to their children to guide them toward behaviors that are socially acceptable and beneficial, warning against the dangers of unbridled permissiveness. By setting boundaries and teaching respect, parents can help their children grow into individuals who are liked and respected by society at large. This chapter stresses the importance of conscientious parenting in developing individuals who contribute positively to the world. It's about striking the balance between love and discipline, ensuring the child's integration into the world as a competent and respected individual. In conclusion, Jordan B. Peterson's 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos, is a poignant exploration of the human condition and an essential guide for anyone seeking to navigate the complexities of life with courage, wisdom, and resilience. While the book may resonate more with those inclined towards introspection and self-improvement, its appeal is broad, offering valuable insights into personal development, psychology, and ethics. This book can serve as a roadmap to a more meaningful and structured life, making it an invaluable asset for individuals at various stages of life and with diverse goals. Peterson masterfully combines scientific knowledge, practical wisdom, and personal anecdotes to create a guide that not only instructs but also inspires. Reading 12 Rules for Life can benefit anyone willing to confront life's challenges head-on and those seeking to construct a life marked by responsibility, meaning, and contentment. If you would like to support Jordan B. Peterson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.